This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Kerala today. During the visit, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone, inaugurate and flag off various developmental projects in Thiruvananthapuram. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The projects span key sectors including rail connectivity, urban livelihoods, science and innovation, citizen-centric services and advanced healthcare, reflecting the Prime Minister's continued focus on inclusive growth, technological advancement and improved quality of life for citizens. Prime Minister will flag off 4 new train services, including 3 Amrit Bharat Express trains and 1 passenger train. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a public meeting along with the leaders of NDA Alliance partners at Madurangathangam near Chennai in Tamil Nadu today. More from our correspondent.
Senior BJP leader and election in charge of Tamil Nadu Piyush Goyal has been in the city making preparations for the event and meeting the leaders. State opposition leader and general secretary of the AIADMK, Edappadi Palaniswamy, former union minister Dr. Anmumani Ramdas, G.K. Vasan, AMMK leader T.T.V. Dinakaran, IJK leader Pachimuthu, former MP A.C. Shanmugam and others will be present at this meeting. This is the first political public event laying the foundation for assembly election which will be announced soon. Joy, Akash reporting from Chennai.
Government has notified 33 questions that will be put to citizens during the first phase of the census starting April 1. The first phase of Census 2027 house listing operations will take place during a 30-day period specified by each state and union territory between April 1 and September 30 this year. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid tribute to Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose on his birth anniversary, which is commemorated as Prakaram Divas. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister have extended their greetings to fellow countrymen on the auspicious occasion of Basant Panchami. Basant Panchami is being celebrated in Uttar Pradesh with religious fervor, a report.
40-day-long Holikotsav will start in Mathura, Vrindavan on the occasion of Basant Panchami. Devotees will play Holi with Lord Krishna in different temples. Traditional ritual of Tilkotsav of Baba Vishwanath will also take place today in Varanasi. Lakhs of devotees thronged Sangam, a confluence of Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati at Prayagraj from early morning to take a holy dip on the occasion of Basant Panchami, which is an important snan of Magh Mela. The day is also celebrated as Saraswati Puja and the goddess of wisdom and knowledge Saraswati will be worshipped in various programs scheduled in schools and colleges across the state today. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
A full dress rehearsal of Republic Day Parade will take place on Kartavya Path in the national capital today. The parade rehearsal will start at 10:30 a.m. from Vijay Chowk and will proceed to Red Fort. The rehearsal will showcase India's rich heritage, military prowess and cultural diversity at Kartavya Path in national capital today. According to the Delhi police, the parade will start from Vijay Chowk and proceed to Red Fort through Kartavya Path, C Hexagon, Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose statue, Tilak Mark, Bahadur Shah Zafar Mark and Netaji Subhash Mark. The traffic police have advised people not to travel on these routes to avoid traffic jams. According to the Delhi police, Delhi Metro Rail services will be available for passengers during the rehearsal and all stations are open to public. The famous ski resort of Gulmarg and a few other areas in Kashmir Valley received fresh snowfall with high-speed winds sweeping Srinagar and other plains. Fresh snowfall started in Gulmarg in Baramulla district yesterday evening as a strong western disturbance made an impact in Jammu and Kashmir. In badminton, top Indian shuttlers P.V. Sindhu and Lakshya Sen entered the quarterfinals of Indonesia Masters Badminton Tournament in Jakarta yesterday. Today, Lakshya will take on Thailand's Panitchapon Thirirathasakul, while Sindhu will face top seed China's Chen Yui Fei in Jakarta. And that is the end of this news bulletin.